Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is April the 5th, 2016. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 109 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about idioms with the word horse. Last time I did episode 108 was also about idioms. I think one of my favorite topics in the English language is vocabulary and especially semantics. And then when we deal with more complex structures like idioms and phrasal verbs and collocations and stuff like that, this is what I really like about the English language. So today I'm going to talk about a few. There are basically four idioms with the word horse. The first one is hold your horses. This is one of my favorite idioms. I use it quite a lot. It means wait a moment, or so it's used to tell someone to stop and think before acting. So one example here would be hold your horses. This is a big decision, so let's think about this before we sign the contract. So hold your horses, meaning slow down, take it easy, wait, let's think before we do anything. So hold your horses. The second idiom with the word horse is to eat like a horse. And this obviously means to eat a lot, or to be able to eat a lot of food. Like, my brother eats like a horse, but he never gains weight. So he eats a lot. And this is something normal for him. So to eat like a horse. The third idiom with the word horse is to look a gift horse in the mouth. You know, usually with negatives. So don't look a gift horse in the mouth. This means to refuse or to criticize something that is given to you for free. So don't refuse or don't criticize something that is given to you for free. One example here is my aunt gave me a necklace that I don't like, but I didn't tell her. I never look a gift horse in the mouth, meaning I never judge things I get for free, or I never criticize something that is given to me for free. So don't look a gift horse in the mouth, meaning accept things people give to you, and don't criticize this thing or the person or anyway. Then the last one is to beat a dead horse. The meaning of to beat a dead horse means to waste effort on something when there is no chance of succeeding. One example here is, he keeps trying to get his proposal accepted, but I think he's beating a dead horse, meaning he's wasting effort and he won't succeed. He will not be able to have his proposal accepted in this case. So this is it for today. This is a short episode. I would like to remind you before I finish that the web page for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can go to the page and add your email to the email list in case you want to get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil. And you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And I hope you're all learning something. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.